Well, just a couple more. And you can go through the rest of the 71st Psalm. Look at verse 13. I love this one. David said, I've found God faithful. I've tested his promises. Because I learned, and look what it says in verse 14, but I will hope continually and praise you yet more. He says, I've learned to never give up. I'm going to hope continually. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep hoping in you, no matter how many. Verse 13, he talked about the ones who are adversaries in my life. Let them be covered with reproach. He says, I've got all kinds of problems, but I'm never going to give up. I'm not going to quit. He says, I'm going to hope, verse 14 says, continually. And I'm going to praise you more and more and more. Every time that you deliver me, I'm going to praise you more and more. He says, basically, if we put it in 21st century jargon, I'm going to never give up, even when I'm alone, neglected, sick, ignored, rejected, maligned, forgotten by everybody in the world. I'm going to remember you haven't forgotten me. Remember, you and God make a majority. And so you don't have to have anybody else. And that's the concept of this testing the promises of God. Verse 15, and I love this one, of Psalm 71. David said, I tested God's promises because I found a way to bring God into the conversation. Now, look at the 15th verse. He said, my mouth will tell of your righteousness and your salvation. He says, my mouth is going to talk about your salvation. Let me ask you this. When is the last time you brought God into the conversation? Did you know we're supposed to do that? Last week, I was standing with my children, our whole family, and I just had the littler ones, and we were down at the dock where the fishing boats were unloading, and they were having tuna that they'd gotten, 112 miles out, they told us, into the Atlantic. And they were showing us the big tuna tails that they chop off and, you know, keep record of, and you know, it was a big time, and I was listening to him, and the one man said, I've lived on the boat for 13 years. And he says, I said, oh, do you go to church? He says, no, the church is the ocean, and I worship God at my boat. And I thought, and the kids were looking at that, and I thought, you know, he was really one of the crustiest old salts. In fact, there were three of them on that boat. In fact, I didn't notice how bad it was. I mean, they were so vile that there was just pornography just all over. But I was showing the kids the tuna tails, and I kept having them, I said, line up over here so I can take your picture. And I said, turn around. They wouldn't turn around. I couldn't figure out why. And they kept going, you know, and it's because they wouldn't look at all that trash there. And so Bonnie went through and threw it all away. And I was thankful for that. But after we got up to the edge of the boat, I looked at those men, and I was thinking in my heart, they don't know the Lord. And verse 15 says, my mouth should bring up the Lord. And so I said, you ever heard of the perfect storm? You know, you ever thought about being 112 miles out in the ocean in a boat with the storms? And I said, are you ready to meet the Lord? And at that moment, it was so precious, my buddies, the little guys, wanted to give them tracts. And I opened my wallet and I kept sharing the gospel and I pulled out three little tracts. And one by one, those boys walked up to each of those three crusty fishermen and handed them a gospel tract. And then Daddy stood and explained the gospel to them. And I thought about that. I thought, you know, we could have talked about the ocean, the water, their pretty boat, and how much their tuna was and what life was like on the boat. But look what verse 15 says. God says that we test God's promises by finding a way to bring God into the conversation. Now, why am I saying that? Because we need to practice that. You need to be able to talk about the Lord. If you're not any good at witnessing, why don't you just talk about the Lord, what you found in the Bible? When I was a youth pastor, I used to make my high school students, one at a time, I would say, your turn, stand up, tell us what you learned in the Bible. Open the Bible to the last place you read and tell us something you learned. You talk about glass-eyed teenagers, they'd go. But you know what, after about the fifth time you ask them, finally they started looking for stuff and they got excited and they would stand up and say, this is what I found in God's Word. Did you know that there are men in leading families that never stand up and bring God into the conversation? They don't say, I read the Bible. They don't say, this is what God's teaching me. And God wants us to do that. He wants us to bring Him into the conversation.